Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Score!
We're back with more of The Score's playoff pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live on the free Odyssey app.
And this, probably the last play of the game. We're getting ready to carry Dick. Dicka doesn't want to go yet. He says, wait till I see that final second. Who's going to argue with Perry? He wins most of those. Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans. 46-10, the final.
4:30 to play. Snap to Grossman. Stretch the hand off to Jones. Throws it in reverse. Looking for blocking help. Running left. Cuts inside the 10. Oh. The 5. End zone. Touchdown Bears. Goodbye, New Orleans. Bear fans, your dream is reality. Begin the migration to Miami and Super Bowl 41.
Welcome back to the playoff pregame show. We've got Olin Krutz. We've got Patrick Manley, and now we bring in the man himself, Ron Rivera. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Circa, download that Circa Sports app today. And Ron, of course, we mentioned it before we brought you in, won a Super Bowl as a player, helped take the Bears to the Super Bowl with these two guys. The only two times they've been there with you. You went and brought your Carolina Panthers there as well, and we know that a two-time NFL Coach of the Year. Just great to catch up with you again, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it, Mike. How's everybody doing?
We're
doing
fired
good,
up.
Man, doing good. Fired up.
Hey, Olin, how you doing? Pat, how's
I'm doing good, Ron. It's good to talk to you.
I appreciate Coach, you. Always... I was back in Hawaii, and everybody I talked to talked about Olin Krutz. They did. I'm telling you, you're still so beloved out there by so many of those folks, man. It was really kind of cool to hear everybody talking about you.
I appreciate that. I watched that game. Your Cal team competed hard, and Timmy Chang, who went to St. Louis High School where I went,
yep.
Tough game you guys played out there, man. It was a good game to watch.
Well, I tell you, it was exciting. I tell you, you got to love what Coach Chang's got going up there. You know, it's a heck of a place, and it was a lot of fun. It really was being there. Unfortunately, they did get out on top.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Coach, we got a big game tonight. I just want to know from you. You've had a lot. You had a career with the Bears playing. You coached. Mm-hmm. You went to the Commanders. You went to the Panthers. You went to the Chargers. What does this game mean to you, the Bears versus the Packers?
Oh, it's so freaking, and Ola knows, you know, that this is the kind of game that this is truly rivalry. You throw the records out because anything can happen. And, you know, people play any particular way just to win this game. It means so much to the city. It means so much to this team. And it means so much to those of us that have played for the Bears to have them go out and play well and beat the Packers. And it couldn't be anything better than that.
Well, Ron, I was happy you were coming on because finally we got a player on with a winning record against the Packers for the rest of us. Man, I mean, holy crap, man. I was doing a study for the show, Ron, and I was like, man, hey, at least Ron, I think, is 14-4, so he can tell the Packers to go stick it where it belongs. But
I don't disagree with that. The fun thing about it, though, is it's such a great rivalry, and it's kind of like, you know, you fight your brother. You fight with your brother. You don't want to necessarily hurt him, but you want to beat him. And that's what, you know, mm-hmm. it feels like. So, you know, I'm just so fired up, so excited for what Ben Johnson and this team has done this year that it's really been a lot of excitement to watch it. I'll be honest, fellas, I was a skeptic at the beginning. You know, watched how they lost against Minnesota, and I was kind of disappointed, truly, because I expected such good things. But as each week progressed and each time they played better and better, man, it got so much fun to get behind them. And then to see them where they are today, man, I couldn't be happier. It's been exciting.
Just, Chico, look back at when you were a player. And, you know, obviously you guys were a great team. But Ditka and Forrest Gregg, like, hated each other. And there was that stuff that went on. It seemed like every time they played – it just got nastier and nastier. Who first told you about the rivalry? Did you always know it existed? How did you learn how much the Chicago Bears and Green Bay Packers disliked each other?
Well, I can tell you right now, it was preseason. I mean, my rookie year, we played them in a preseason game at Milwaukee Stadium. You know, and I'm thinking, you know, And everybody's talking about how big a game this is. And I think myself, this is preseason, dudes. But then when you listen to them talk about it, but then you watch it. I mean, this was preseason, and the physicality and the nastiness of this game, man, you thought it was crazy.
Do you have another game besides that, like a vivid memory that you played in, like a regular season game that always just sits out?
Oh, yeah. There was another one, too, and there was two of them. One was that it was home. When Jim McMahon got body slammed and tore that labrum, and the other one was when I watched, we were watching our offense was out there. There was a running play. Walter gets tackled, and Matt Sui's standing close to the pocket, and some dude from Green Bay came out of nowhere and knocked Matt down to the ground. And you're sitting there going, dude, that was like 5 seconds after the play, and he just lit into him. And it's like going, man, this is for real.
Hey, Ron, take us in. I'm interested to hear your opinion on this because, like, we know you've been a player, a defense coordinator, and a head coach, and we talk a lot about the first game. It seemed like the emotions at home kind of got to the Chicago Bears early with the magnitude of the game, and some of the players said you could feel the electricity coming from the stadium. Talk to us about, as a head coach, what are you talking to the young guys about how to control those emotions and how to use it the right way?
Well, that's exactly it. Only is look, guys, you just got to keep your focus on what's important. It's interesting that the crowd is going bonkers. It's interesting that all these other things are going on, but the focus has to be on the field, and that's what's more important. So you try to get those guys to stay calm and be like that. I can remember, just like you brought up, Olin, the first time when I was in Carolina as the head coach, we got caught up in the emotion of it. We didn't stay focused, and we ended up losing that opener that year in 2013 as far as the playoffs was concerned. So for this team, I'm with you. It's going to be high energy, and the big thing you want them to do more than anything else is keep their focus, keep their attention on the game, on the task at hand, because, you know, they're a good football team. They really are. And you can tell that, especially when it gets into the fourth quarter, when everybody seems to calm down and everything comes together. Because to me, you know, as long as they keep this game close or they just go ahead and take a big lead and blow them out, I think this game goes to Chicago.
Mm-hmm. That's great to hear. I'm wondering.
Guess I'm getting drunk, Ben. I guess that's what Ron said. That's all I heard Ron say. Olin, get drunk. All right, cool. Yeah.
You know, you look at this game through Ben Johnson's eyes. So now he's, you know, a young head coach. He has his first playoff appearance here with the Bears. They are at home. It's an opponent that they've played twice. This is the This is the third meeting in 34 days, which is extraordinary. And yet he, you know, he's been in the playoffs as an assistant coach. What is the difference when you've been in a playoff with a team and he was the play caller on their offense, but now that he's the head coach, how does that shift and how do the responsibilities change when you're in charge of everyone?
Exactly what you said. Now you're in charge of everything. Not only are you concerned with what's going on offensively, but every now and then you're going to have to take a real quick look at what's going on with the defense. And that's the thing that, you know, might distract a little bit from him, but he seems to handle it. His poise as a head coach is really very solid. So, you know, he's been in enough big games as a play caller, I think, that it's not going to affect him as much as a guy that hasn't really been the major play caller as far as offense is concerned. What will be real interesting is, you know, what happens if, you know, they do get down a little bit? You know, how does he handle that? How do things, you know, kind of transpire as the game progresses, trying to come back from a deficit in the playoffs? It's one thing in the, you know, during the regular season because, you know, this is not a one and done, you know, but now this is one and done. So sometimes some of those decisions you make can be rash. So you've got to really maintain your focus as the head coach so that you don't lose sight of what the ultimate goal is, and that's to win the game. And be smart about how you get to that point.
I'm going to take us back a little bit to the memories of the Bears-Packers. Take me back to your defensive coordinator days, and you're putting together a game plan against Brett Favre. What goes into that, and why did we have success?
Well, we had success because of the players. I'll tell you that right now. When you got Brian Urlacher, you know, basically, and Mike Brown basically trying to control what's going on as far as your defense, that's a very comforting situation to be in. But for us, it was always, again, an understanding who we're playing, understanding what they're capable of, and then making sure we take care of our assignments individually. Do our job first, and that'll equal all 11 guys on the field. That was one of the messages we tried to get across. We tried to keep it basic, in which we were, you know, based on Lovey's style of defense. Our guys played fast, and that was one of the beautiful things with Brian Urlacher, as fast as any defensive back I've seen. And with that size, could really go and make plays. Other thing that helped, too, was our offense. Offensively, ran the ball so well, we controlled so much time at the clock, we kept Favre off the field, and that helped us as well.
Ron, the Chicago Bears currently struggling on a three-game streak with the defense, and a lot of talk about being in man coverage and creating pressure and getting off the field. As a former defensive coordinator, when your guys are struggling in man coverage, what are some of the things you can do to help them? Or would you change this late in the season the way you call a game?
No, I wouldn't change the way I call the game. I would change perhaps what we're using and how we're doing it. You know, that might be some of the things too. And maybe in certain, if I go back and look at some of my tendencies, maybe it shows that, hey, on third and two, we're playing so much man coverage that a team is going play action, throwing the ball downfield. You know what I'm saying? So maybe what we need to do is show man and then bail out of there. Maybe show pressure and bail out of there or something like that. Or, to be honest, show man coverage and then play zone. You know, what we may do is we could have, let's say our nickel runs in motion and he gets outside of the number one receiver. Well, now he in the corner exchange zone coverage techniques. If I'm the nickel going outside my widest corner, I now play the flat, and now that nickel will fall inside and play the curl. You know what I'm saying? So, again, just show them some false coverages and then play something different. So, again, that is honestly something I would seriously consider if we are having some issues right now with some of our coverage techniques.
Ron, obviously you played on a team that had arguably the greatest defensive season in the history of the league. Is still remembered for that. And yet, while winning a Super Bowl, the only team in Chicago to do it, it wasn't sustainable for whatever reason. Do you think it was the multiple injuries with the quarterback? Was it the, you know, McMahon not being able to hold up for whatever reason? When you look at where the Bears are at, how do you see Caleb in terms of a player like that? And it has been, to be honest with you, as you know, kind of a boogeyman position for the Bears for way too long. Has it changed now with Ben Johnson teaching, you know, Caleb Williams?
You know, I think that's a great point. I do think Ben is it could potentially be that true difference maker, so that now that position becomes solid and becomes a strength of the Bears. I think Caleb is still a young guy who still has some more maturing to go, because, again, you see some of the things that happen early in the game, they fall behind. But then you see the poise. All of a sudden, you get in that fourth quarter and you need to score a couple times. The dude's poise comes out and you go, gosh, I wish you could play like that consistently. So I think he's still growing. He's still learning. But I do think, you know, your point that I think Ben Johnson is the difference maker for that position for the Chicago Bears. Going forward, you know, it'd be interesting to see if they found a really good backup and he had to all of a sudden come in and play and just watch Ben work with this guy, and all of a sudden it continues. There's continuity of that position because of Ben. I'll tell you, then there's something special going on as far as the head coaching position, as far as working with his quarterbacks.
Yeah, like what's your confidence in the Bears right now? What you see from the outside with this quarterback, with Ben Johnson and the talent he has around him?
Oh, I can most certainly see these guys getting into the NFC Championship game. I really can. Mm-hmm. They run the ball extremely well, which takes a lot of pressure off the quarterback. But like I said, in clutch situations in that fourth quarter, the quarterback has stepped up and shown some ability. Yeah. I think Ben's game planning has been outstanding. And even though he's a first-time head coach here, I'm not sure if I would give the coaching nod to anybody else in terms of favor. You know what I mean? So even though LaFleur has been coaching in the playoffs, I'm not sure if I'm going to say he's any better right now than Ben Johnson.
Ron, take us a little bit into the Green Bay Packers locker room and Coach Hafley, who I think does a nice job. How would you try to contain Ben Johnson? And from what you see on film from him, how he does stay ahead of a lot of defense coordinators with his play calling, how the run game is hard to stop, and how Caleb is dangerous outside the pocket. How would you attack this Bears offense? Try to slow him down. What can the Bears fans expect to see from Coach Hafley and his unit?
You know, you bring up a very good point, Olin. I think the biggest thing that you have to do is you got to make sure you do contain this quarterback, because when he's on the move, I think he's the most dangerous for anything major happening, explosive happening. A lot of his big scores have come when he's gotten outside the pocket, when he's able to take those eyes and look downfield. The thing about scrambling quarterbacks, everybody thinks a lot of times some guys just want to run the ball. But you watch Caleb, his eyes are downfield. He's looking for that opportunity to launch something. So if I'm calling it, what I'm thinking is I'm trying to wait that as we rush, I have a guy that always has eyes on, always has vision. I may mush rush him in a certain situation, certain circumstances, knowing that there's a chance he may want to try and pull the ball down and run. I may want to make sure I'm trying to bring pressure from the quarterback's hand. So I would bring the pressure from the defensive right. From the offensive right. Bringing somebody off the left side, trying to add that extra guy and get Caleb going opposite of his throwing arm and seeing if he can throw off balance, you know, off platform better than he can going with the direction. I would try to do that against him because, again, to me, Caleb on the move outside the pocket is dangerous, especially, I think, going to his throwing hand.
Oh, Ron, this I was going to ask you about switching over to the defensive side. With our defense, the Bears struggling with pass rush, right? So you're the defensive coordinator. What are you telling maybe the guys up front? What are you telling the guys on the back end of like, hey, maybe we got to cover a little bit longer. Hey, guys, get after it a little bit more. We're going to manufacture pressure. What are you kind of? How are you coaching a team when you kind of know what you have?
Well, I think the biggest thing and the thing I would like to do is I like to get up and be a little physical with the receivers off the line. You know, just because you're on the line jamming a guy doesn't mean you have to play man coverage either. I'd like to see them get as physical as they can and know that they have support behind them. You know what I'm saying? Playing some sort of quarter-quarter half, some playing some quarters, playing some cover three. But playing cover three, getting up pressing and then bailing with my deep corners. You know what I mean? Instead of just locking us in to, hey, we're going to play man because we're up pressing, hey, why not mix it up? Why not show something a little bit different at times? Play man from an 8-foot flat foot, 8 yards flat foot off, and then drive on the ball when it's thrown quickly and really try to be physical with these guys. I do think trying to be physical with the receivers can help, you know. And you guys, hey, one of my favorite receivers, DJ Moore. I mean, I was able to draft him in Carolina, and the young man I really, truly like a lot. And watching him have a big year was real exciting this year.
Yeah, he's a good dude, too. It's a lot of fun to get to know him a little bit. He's a really nice guy.
He is. He is a fun guy, and he's done a nice job. He's been a lot of fun to watch as well.
Mm-hmm. Ron, thank you a ton. So great to catch up with you. So wonderful to get your perspective on both the playoffs and obviously the Packers. Just really perfect to have you on today. Really appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. It's exciting. I look forward to watching it. And let's go, Bears.
Thanks, Ron, man.
Love it.
That
nice,
is
Coach.
Ron Rivera. What a
God, that was
man.
Perfect, wasn't it?
Class,
yeah.
Man.
How much information does that guy have? I was taking notes while he was talking.
Yeah. Like, exactly. Man. Dennis Allen should have been listening in.
Yeah, unbelievable. What a career Ron had, man. Didn't he start after he was done in radio, Molly?
He did. He worked in radio for a little bit and worked, and then he went, and I think it was Dave Wannstedt. I think he went up there and he worked basically as a defensive, what do you call it? The guy
assistant.
Just doing
that was our year, wasn't it, Patrick?
Yeah, that's how
he
was started.
Basically kind of unpaid, I believe, right? I think it was
that's
to
right.
kind of help
unpaid.
Him to get into the business.
Then he went to Philadelphia and he worked with Jim Johnson there along with Leslie Frazier. And then he wound his way back to Chicago. And I always thought, and maybe that's one of the reasons that he left. I always thought he'd be great as a head coach of the Bears that he had. And everybody loved him, you know. Mm-hmm. Everyone around Alice Hall, everyone around the city. And obviously he went to San Diego, as you say, and then did very well as a head coach. The nickname Riverboat Ron was kind of launched because he was using kind of metrics in some of those decisions. This is before everybody started doing that stuff. He was taking chances based on, you know, a really good appraisal of the situation, doing things that weren't normally done, and he got that nickname in Carolina.
Would you call him cutting edge then?
I think he actually, believe it or not, I think he was for a guy that was willing to take chances. And I wonder if Ben Johnson, growing up in Carolina, has a real good feel for who Ron Rivera was and what they managed to do with that team.
Maybe.
Yeah, that'd be a good question because I'm sure Pat can attest to this too. When you got a chance to talk to Ron when he was at Halas Hard anytime, it's just what comes across is just how smart he is about the game and about a lot of things that is going on in the building. And you always knew, Pat, just by when you talked to him or when he coached guys, in the amount of respect he demanded. You knew he was going to be a head coach. You knew he was going to run his own team at some point. And sure enough, that ended up happening. And he's, you know, did a great job in Carolina, did a great job in Washington also.
Yep. All right. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Playoff Pregame Show on the Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Score.
We're back with more of the Score's playoff pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live on the free Odyssey app.
I didn't want nobody else. I wanted the Bears. I just, you know, however it felt, it was going to fall. If we had to go to Philly, we was going to Philly, but I'd rather play the Bears first. I need to get back. That's just what it is.
I definitely wanted to play the Bears. I mean, if I had my pick, you know, for any team, it would have definitely been the Bears. I want my get back for sure. We get a chance to put the Bears season to bed. That means a lot to us for sure.
A lot of guys took that hit that he took a little personal, you know. So I'm not saying we're going to go out there and play dirty or nothing like that, but we're definitely going to defend our brothers.
Those are three members of the Green Bay Packers that felt like talking some smack earlier in the week. Keshawn Nixon, the cornerback, who I think he blew a couple plays in that last game. Christian Watkins, and the guy that won't forgive Austin Booker is Josh Jacobs. And interesting to hear from them. Interesting, Jeff Hafley at one point pounded the podium to say, I'll be here talking to you next week. We'll be back talking again next week. Tell the man, and he took off a shoe and Brezhnev the podium. We will bury you. I don't know what he was doing, but I mean, he's a really good coordinator, and he is now, I think he's got three job interviews set up for next week, probably four, because I believe Miami did hire the guy from Green Bay as the general manager, so there will be job opportunities for Hafley. He said that it won't bother his focus in any way. There is no chance he'll think about anything but the Bears this week. I guess next week, if they play again, he's going to have no focus. But I don't know how you wouldn't have some kind of focus on any. If people are requesting your presence in a job interview, it'd have to cross your mind. I don't know.
My guess is you have to have your agent taking care of all that, right? You're trying to put all that on your agent. But I'm sure when you put your head on the pillow at night, that crosses your mind for a few minutes before those eyes close, right? You have to think about what the possibility is. Are all my ducks in a row with my agent? Have I answered all my questions? Have I prepared everything for the Bears game? So I think just naturally it is in the back of your mind, but I think the smart thing to do is put it on somebody else and let them deal with everything and come to you with simple questions so you can give them simple answers and truly keep your focus on the task at hand.
Well, we were just talking to a guy who went through that, right? Ron Rivera went through that on our run to the Super Bowl, and I thought he handled it pretty damn well that year. So, obviously the Packers are they're miffed that they lost the last time at Soldier Field, and they dealt with that loss and didn't take it well with the comments from Josh Jacobs and Christian Watson and Nixon. And if quarterback got hurt on our team, Pat, I wouldn't be happy about it. And today's going to be physical and violent anyway. There isn't going to be they don't need any extra. And like to say a lot of times that the farther you get away from the football, the farther you get away from football. And usually it is a cornerback and wide receiver running their mouth, and because they really don't have to hit anybody, right, or take on the big guys in the middle and get after people. And it's usually the skinny guys who are talking trash, but obviously Josh Jacobs is a tough running back. And, I remember the first game on that third down that, he got 21 yards and we got to make tackles on the guy. We'll see how he feels. So they got that week off and saying that he's feeling better. But he is a key guy to stop tonight, right? And you'll get his chance to punish Austin Booker, I'm sure, on a few plays. And Austin Booker will get his chance to put his pads on him also. So I do like that. I do like the fact that it's a little chippy. There's a little rivalry going on and between the fan base and the fans and the players. And we know that tonight is going to be full of emotions. And whoever handles that better focuses in. You heard Ron talk about focus on the game. Focus on the things you got to do. Let that get in their mind. Let them make the mental mistakes. Let them make the personal fouls. Get them to do the things that hurt their team and walk away with the victory.
Yeah, I just think it says what the rivalry is, and it's also the third time in 34 days, like you talked about. And I just, it's a great rivalry game. And they say they want to play the Bears. I think the Bears want to face the Packers. At least I did, in my opinion. That's the team I wanted to see. I do think them being able to rest their starters is going to help them quite a bit, just from that health-wise and being rested. Yep. But I still think this is a better matchup for the Bears than the other teams. You can't grab the Carolina Panthers, even though the Panthers are only losing by 3 to the Rams right now. But, you know, you would think that that's probably the worst team in all the 7 teams. But I do think the Bears wanted to face the Packers. And I think the Packers wanted to face the Bears. And, hey, man, let's go. And chippiness is fine. That's what it is.
Well, I think a lot of that is kind of the boogeyman right up there in Green Bay. It was just a monologue losing.
Yeah.
And in big games, right, whether it be we'll have Kyle Long on later, but whether it be the Randall Cobb game, it would be us in 2010. We lost Jay Cutler during the game and had to go to Todd Collins and finally ended up at Caleb Haney. So I think just some of that is what bears the heartache is what the Bears fans don't want, right? But I think it's time something that you grow up and you get rid of the boogeyman, man. And it's time I think this team is ready to take this team on. And like you're saying, Pat, this is the team out of all the matchups you could have had. This is the team you probably wanted to face.
No, those are great points, Olin, because I played in those two games in 2013. That was my last game ever as a Bear. And when I saw that pass go up and I knew there was a good chance that I was going to retire, my body was done. So I've had two of them. The one to not go to the Super Bowl and that one. And that is the boogeyman. Those are bad, bad memories in the back of my mind that I try to block out. And it is time to fix it. And you draft a guy number one overall, right? Caleb Williams. They've had Brett Favre. They've had Aaron Rodgers. So let's hope now we have the next guy that's their boogeyman. That's what I want to see what happened. And tonight's the night you have a chance to flip that. And it's an exciting opportunity. And I love the crap talking going back and forth. And hopefully from now on we can say we own the Green Bay Packers from here on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no negativity ever. But the Bears did finish 2-4 in the NFC North. They're one of four teams to have had a losing record within the division and still made the playoffs, and it hasn't happened in a while. And the reality is you can turn things around a hell of a lot tonight, or things could turn on you. And I think we all agree that this has been a really fun season and a successful season as we've watched what's happened with the quarterback and what's happened with the development of the team. But I'm not sure if everyone is going to agree that everything's a raging success if you end up 2-5 in the division and you lose to the Green Bay Packers. I think this game carries a lot of weight because of who they're playing. And, and you know, that's why I asked Kat. Like, I feel like I could go up and go to his grocery store without fear if it was just a regular playoff game. But Green Bay in the playoffs, I'm not going up there to shop. No, thank you.
When he was saying that, Pat, I was walking my two dogs today, and I was screaming, "Go Bears!" on the road just by myself.
Oh, were you really?
Screaming out loud? You know, just screaming, "Go Bears!" You know, I know how you felt, but Molly, to your point, and we know two of those losses were their first and second game, right? And we know that they've become a lot better football team since then. Now the Lions loss, as Pat, I think we all said after that game, right? Like, made you worry a little bit. Okay, man, like what team is coming to this game versus the Green Bay Packers? But it's time, man. It's time. Look, the 2010. And even, you know, that we talk about, we lost. I mean, there's Packers had, you know, Clay Matthews and Charles Woodson and Aaron Rodgers and the guys they had on the football field. There's no, I mean, I don't want to say that the Packers are a bad team, and they're not, but there's no Hall of Famers on that team right now, right? There's no guys you would say that guy is a surefire Hall of Famer, right? They got Elgton Jenkins out. Their center is out, right? So Andrew Billings beat up on Sean Ryan, man. The guy's out. Right, Devontae Wyatt is out, their first-round nose guard. We got to beat up on these backups. Right, Tucker Kraft, really good tight end, is out. We got to take advantage of this game right here. Jordan Love hasn't played in 3 weeks. Right, it just seems like right now, you know, before you go out and we say, man, we got to beat Aaron Rodgers. Right, we got to beat a Hall of Fame quarterback here every time we play them. I'm not saying that this time. Right, I want to say, okay, Caleb Williams, be the best quarterback on the field tonight.
And we've talked about that all year, right? win the game because of Caleb Williams. And what I love about this game is Caleb plays well in big time, big parts of the game. Well, this whole game, all four quarters, is big time, right? And so that Iceman, let's see it for four quarters. And he's built for this. He's talked about how he's built for this. He puts his feet on the ground in the morning. He's ready for all this greatness. Well, show me. And I'm excited to see it. I believe in him. I believe he can do it. And like I said, flip the script now. Maybe it's our time as Bears fans to walk into these games with a confident feeling of a Favre and Rodgers. Now we have Caleb Williams, and we're going to win this game.
I think it's really interesting when you talk about who's in and who's out of this game, because we know Kyler Gordon was activated and he will be available for the Bears tonight. Now, we know that Chauncey Gardner-Johnson was out, so you got Gordon back. We don't know how much he'll be able to play or how they'll use him or whatever. We know Roma Dunze is back and he will be ready. He may well be on a bit of a minutes limit himself. The big news came from Big Z. He just tweeted out that Zach Tom unavailable to go. That is great news as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. The Packers, their best offensive lineman is going to miss this game. And, you know, what was interesting is they played him and then they gave him a day after he played, after he practiced, they gave him a day off. And I immediately thought, maybe there's something wrong that may have occurred. Who knows? But he's out of this game. So that's good news for the Bears.
Your highest paid defensive player, Montez Sweat, right? Olin, you mentioned it earlier. Guys that step up and play games. Andrew Billings going against backups, going against guys that are not starters in the NFL. This is playoff ball. This is time for them to step up and show out. Get what you're paid for. You know, we've talked about it. He has, 10 sacks, whatever it is. But he hasn't had impactful plays. Now it's time for him to step up and earn that contract and have those impactful plays. And with Zach Tom out, and Matt LaFleur said it, that's their best offensive lineman. He's out. Step up and make plays for us tonight, Montez.
Yeah, their two best offensive linemen out, right? Elton Jenkins been out for a while.
Yes. Yes.
And Zach Tom. And listen, like you said, Pat, and I talked to Spiegel and Holmes on Friday, and I said, man, I want to see Montez's, I want to see his play percentage at 95%. I don't want to see him off the field, right? I want to see him out there all the time affecting the game, right? I don't want to see a lot of Austin Booker and Dominic Robinson at defensive end where Matt LaFleur is up looking to his run section of his play sheet. Let's run the football. I want to see Montez Sweat out there. I want to see him on both sides of the line, and I want to see him dominate this football game along with Andrew Billings and even the young man Javon Dexter. It's your time, man. Let's go. Let's go affect this football game. D-line been taking a lot of heat. Rise up, challenge each other, and go out there with an offensive line that's beat up, don't have their two best players. Go out there, should be a matchup that we win tonight on both sides of the line. If you win at the line of scrimmage, man, you should win the football game.
Yep.
It is a very obvious comment, Olin, because that's been the problem, frankly. That the Bears have gotten very good with that offensive line and running the football. I don't know where that's gone, but we know they can do it. The defensive line gives you the scare. Just the uncertainty of the ability to stop the run, the uncertainty of what you're talking about with Montez Sweat, their highest paid defensive lineman. Listen, they gave Grady Jarrett a lot of money. I know he had his knee scoped and he's still coming back from that, but he's got a 3-year deal. I mean, you would love to have a veteran guy show up in a big game, in a playoff game, a guy that has been there before. You need that. And frankly, I know it's asking a lot, but you got to have that. You got to have your best players or your guys that are paid the most being the best in these moments.
I like that, Molly. I think you're exactly right. It is time, and those guys have underperformed them. Look, they only gave up 19 points to the Lions, and they've been good at red zone defense at home. But, on the other side of the ball also, like I want to see Darnell Wright and Jonah Jackson and Dahlman and Tooney just take over the game along with Ozzie Tripillo. And, like last week, 16 carries between the running backs. I mean, not enough. Not enough carries, man. And I think in the first game, in the third quarter, there was a 17-play, 8-minute drive, and they scored a touchdown, the Chicago Bears. Those kind of drives tonight, man. Those kind of things is what we're talking about.
All right, we're going to bring in Kyle Long next. We'll get a chance to talk to Kyle. I'm loving this ex-Bear feast that we're having, a festival of ex-Bears, especially against the Green Bay Packers. We'll talk to Kyle Long next. Thank you, Olin, for that lovely idea. It really has
Chico
fired everyone
up. Chico was your idea,
up.
Though.
Oh,
Chico
no.
Was,
Chico,
yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it was an obvious
phone
one.
Pat
yeah.
got Big Cat, yeah?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. You got the Piccolo Award again this year, Olin. You got it again. What is the Piccolo Award again?
What would be the radio, the gobbler? I got the gobbler.
You got the Mitch radio Rosen. Piccolo. You get the Mitch Rosen Award.
No. Mitch has to call it the gobbler. The Gobstein Award. There you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Kyle Long. You're listening to the playoff pregame show on The Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
We're back with more of the Score's playoff pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and live on the free Odyssey app.
This battle in the NFC North, John Fox in his first year at Chicago, Mike McCarthy in his 10th year at Green Bay.
Let's take a look at the Chicago starters.
Kyle Long, Saddleback Junior College.
Kyle Long, third year in the league, been to the Pro Bowl in each of the first two. Comes down to this play from the 8-yard line, fourth and goal. 29 seconds. Rodgers escaping to his left, fires in the end zone, batted and incomplete. Intended for Adams, Bryce Callahan. Boy, he's had a nice night. Rookie, free agent, played at Rice. Has done a job, and the Chicago Bears, heavy underdogs, will have come into Lambeau Field on a night that Brett Favre gets his number retired and pulled off a pretty stunning upset.
Unbelievable.
This one is worth a lot more. We just beat the Packers at their homecoming. Feels really good.
You can listen to that stuff all night long. It's the playoff pregame show. We've got
the great Olin Krutz, the great Patrick Manley, and now we welcome in yet another great ex-Bear. It is Kyle Long joining us now on the Circa Resort Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kyle, good evening, sir. How are you?
What's going on, guys? I don't know if you can compare me to Patrick Manley and Olin Krutz. Those guys are real great.
NFL royalty, man.
I'm just a dude.
Yes,
I'm just
right. How long? NFL royalty, bro.
75, and I'm glad I can get a phone call on a Saturday night about our Chicago Bears in a big playoff game.
Mm-hmm. Well, a big playoff game, not just a big playoff game, a big game against the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it's like, what more could you load up on the plate? You get a playoff game at home, you get a good Bear season, and you get another shot at the Green Bay Packers. It just means so much to everyone. It's just a ton of fun.
Yeah, and I mean, just the way that it's gone down this year with the Packers, I know we've split two games, but the way that the victory kind of bounced our way, and really, I'll just say it's some lucky moments, but that's football. I feel like this is a great opportunity to prove to ourselves as fans, Bears in that locker room, and to the Packers fans who just won't shut the hell up about the horseshoe up our butts this year. It's like, you know what? We get an opportunity in the trilogy, the third iteration tonight, and we're going to see what happens. I feel good about our boys.
Yeah, I talked to them about the 31 years of Hall of Fame quarterback. He talked about that horseshoe. A Bear Bunk, Kyle, right? So, you know, Kyle, 7 years as a Chicago Bear, man, 76 starts. Obviously, 2013, you found out real quick what this rivalry was about. You grew up in an NFL household, NFL royalty with your dad, Howie Long, your brother played. How quickly did you learn how big this rivalry was and how it was different from other games?
Well, I remember when I got drafted, the look that my dad and brother gave me in our little, like, family room in Virginia, it was a look of jealousy, honestly, the fact that I got to play and get drafted by the Bears. But then, as you put it, Olin, you know, you prep for the Bengals, the Bills, the, you know, whoever, and then you get the Packers, and things are different. And it's amazing, whether you're playing at Soldier Field or whether you're playing at Lambeau. The hatred is real. The respect is very real. But I just think it's like Yankees, Red Sox, Packers, Bears, Chevy and Ford. This stuff goes back longer than all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, so how much did you enjoy or did you dislike going up to Lambeau? I liked it. I thought just because of the rivalry, the history, what were your thoughts of going up to Lambeau?
First off, Patrick Manley, the only guy in the 2013 team meeting who let me sit down next to him in my first training camp. Everybody else was like, can't sit with me, can't sit. Pat was like, you come sit with me, buddy. That's my guy.
Your royalty, right there, man. I wore number 75 in high school because of your dad.
Now, by the way, Patrick, the seat that you gave me was actually the stairs. You never put me in a seat. You just said, I'll say this, though. People always ask, you know, I'm sure they ask you guys, what was your favorite place to play? And I always preface it with outside of Soldier Field, ? But the answer is a very quick Lambeau Field. It's the Coliseum. It's where, you know, back in the old days, I wouldn't be surprised if you told me they filled it up with water and they had naval battles and they brought lions up from the cages. The place is special. The field is immaculate. The fans are great, as you guys know, and I hate them, but it's a special place. It's a special place.
Yeah, I think the first time I ever drove up there, I thought, like, wow, how did they put this here? What is this doing here? And then by about the third time, I'm like, oh, my God, why is this here? What did they put this here for?
Yeah.
It's just crazy, and everybody's in their hunting gear. And, you know, it's a great experience, but, you get really tired of their little song, that whatever polka they
like.
Oh,
God, that's the worst. Go Pack Go. Thank God we're not playing up there.
I just, you know, I got to call my
therapist. The Bears still suck is the worst thing.
Yes,
that's true.
In the stadium, that is the worst thing to hear.
Hey, but you know what, guys? I feel like for the most part, we've showed up with rocks and spears and knives, and we got some firepower now. We got some guns of our own, buddy. You know, my guy Olin was talking about the quarterback position that. In Green Bay, you know, we got a Jedi of our own now who can do some special stuff. So there's no you know, anybody can get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just takes one on defense. It just takes one big run on offense. And as you guys know, being at home, being in the playoffs, anything could happen. So I'm so fired up for this game. And it's not like our defense has to carry us. It's like, let's just see if we can score a buck 50 every night. It's like the NBA. It's, let's just let our shooters shoot, and I don't think they can match us.
Kyle, a lot of talk in the first game about how the emotions from the crowd and electricity that the team felt might have got to the team a little bit and made them play a little bit over the top, and a couple of penalties they had and personal fouls. And from a guy who I used to enjoy watch play football with the violence and the physicality you play with and the temperament you brought, how would you be trying to control that tonight and not take it and go overboard on the field?
Well, I think, first off, I really appreciate that, Olin. You know, you're a guy that so many people try to exemplify like what you did. And I was just one of those guys trying to get it done like you. And these are the games that you have to be careful about getting too high, because, you know, you might end up with a handful of throat in the first series and it's a 15-yard penalty. Or you may end up not liking the way that they hit your guy Kyle Manungai, and you got to go peel. You got to send them. But these games, the little things matter more than ever. So don't be the guy that when you look up on Monday and there's a touchdown, it gets called back because 75's hitting somebody late or, you know, doing something stupid. You don't want to be the reason that your team doesn't get to celebrate. And everybody's going to be juiced the first few series. Once you settle into yourself, that's when the real football begins. That's when the quiet domination of guys like Joe Tooney starts to happen, you know, when the calm sort of settles in.
All right, Kyle, I know you called a game, the Chiefs-Raiders from the booth. I need your broadcast breakdown quickly of the Bears-Packers game tonight and how the Bears win.
Bears-Packers game, look, I mean, we can talk about the defense being lacking all to our blue in the face. If you dominate the line of scrimmage, if you make your plan known early and often, what you intend to do with that defensive front, it doesn't matter how many points they're going to score on the Packers sideline. None of that stuff matters. Dominate the line of scrimmage. You have to find a way to take at least one takeaway. You know, you can't let Jordan Love out there, free access throws, big plays down the field. You have to make him pay eventually. And I think you're going to be in a shootout, and that's what we're looking for tonight.
And, Kyle, I'm just curious, as a former offensive lineman, our guy Olin has been telling us for years that they got to fix the offensive line. They went out this year, and you mentioned Tooney, I mean, Dahlman, and everything that they've done on that interior of the line, the growth of the right tackle. Hell, you know, drafting a kid that played a right tackle and moving him in at a left tackle and getting production. It just feels like they've made enough moves to dominate on that side of the ball, and I know Olin loves it. You must love it as a former offensive lineman yourself.
Yeah, I love it, and they got the O-line coach right. And I've heard, you know, a number of O-line coaches at the front of rooms, and there's some that you tune out almost immediately, and there's some that you scoot a little forward for in the meeting room. And hearing Roshar talk about his guys and watching the way that this group goes out there and they're all using the same tool belt. It's not like, you know, last year I would see this group out there and there's five different sets of techniques, guys not communicating pre-snap of how they're going to get things done, and it showed. This year it looks like there's one set of eyes, right, Olin and Pat? Like, mm-hmm. We see things through one set of eyes. If one of us is wrong, we're all wrong. And that's the way O-line should be played. They got the right guys. They've been coached the right way. And Ben Johnson has done a great job featuring those guys that they've been developing.
Yeah, Kyle, talk to us a little bit about Ben Johnson and what you see and his ability to – we talk about quarterbacks processing information, his ability to process information from the sideline as an offense coordinator, as a head coach, and what you thought about him so far for the Chicago Bears.
Well, you know, first and foremost, as a guard, a lot of the success of an offense is determined by leverage. Do we have good leverage or do we have bad leverage? Right, Olin? Mm-hmm. And his ability to get his guards in particular on some of these combo blocks and the center on some of these combo blocks, and they're in the right spot. And the pre-snap motion stuff, we used to call it window dressing. We used to call it undressing the defense a little bit beforehand. And he just forces the defense to get in the spot they need to be to get blocked. And he's got guys who can go block them. I think that's the most important thing. You can scheme up stuff till you're blue in the face, and we all know this. And I heard Olin say this about 10 weeks ago about red zone production. It's about players, not plays. And they've got the right guys in there now. And they've got a good guy pressing the buttons. But those suckers can go up front, and I love watching them every week.
Great stuff, Kyle. Thanks a ton. Really appreciate you jumping on.
All right, guys. I'm going to go see how many beers they got at the local bar and go Bears.
Perfect. Thanks, Kyle. Boy. That's an O-lineman for you.
There you go.
Hey, handful of throat. I wrote that down.
That was a good one. That's a very good one. Yeah.
Hey, Olin, I forgot about that. You would have liked it, man. He was walking around looking for a seat to sit. I'm like, yeah, you can sit down right here on the stair. So he sat there for every team meeting. He would sit on the stairs instead of sitting in a. He was a good rookie year.
When he was healthy, he was an unbelievable specimen of a football player, man. Guys would run straight into him, Pat, and he could sit him down. I mean, he was fun to watch. Probably the best offensive lineman we've seen since the line we got this year. But too bad that his body kind of gave out on him along the way because that guy, man, I mean, he was blocking people, moving people, played with nastiness, played physical. Mm-hmm. He was a fun Chicago Bears offensive lineman for an analyst like me to watch. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, very true.
And a hell of an athlete. I believe he was drafted by the White Sox years before he played in the NFL as a pitcher. He was like a really good athlete, multi-sport guy. Pretty impressive stuff, but as you say, NFL royalty.
He's another one who's been by my gym. And like you're saying, he was a left-hander, right? And he threw a punch, and I said, Kyle, don't. You'll kill somebody, man. Don't ever throw that at a human being, right? Because it was so fast. And, I mean, I'm surprised the glove didn't break when he hit it. He was just a powerful specimen, man.
All right. We are going to take another quick timeout. It is the playoff pregame show on the Score.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.